Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Ross McCorkle. The pre-draft visit list is nearly complete with 29 of the 30 visit limit accounted for. There are another five local prospects who do not count against the total, so who is going to fill that last slot? One position the Steelers are clearly interested in is center. Mason Cole was let go in late February, and the Steelers failed to land a veteran on the free agent market. So far, they have brought in Zach Frazier, Jackson Powers-Johnson, and most recently, Mason McCormick. They also brought in Troy Fautanu, who played left tackle in college but could shift inside to guard or even center. The Athletic's Dane Brugler published his massive pre-draft document called The Beast last week and called Fautanu a five-position capable player and mentioned that his skill set fits well at center. When his visit was initially reported, it didn't make much sense given his experience at left tackle, and general manager Omar Khan said at the combine that Broderick Jones will eventually end up back on the left side. But if they see Fautanu as center capable, that could maybe be a sleeper pick for the team. He could also kick out to guard in 2025 if center isn't going well, with James Daniels on the final year of his contract and Isaac Seumalo on the wrong side of 30 years old. McCormick was mostly a guard in college, but played a handful of center snaps, and that might ultimately be his NFL position as a mid-round prospect out of South Dakota State. So two pure centers out of the visits, and two that would be making a position switch. Could Graham Barton end up being the last visit of the 30? Chances are good that if he is not, he will not be the Steelers' first-round pick based on the team's history. If he is brought in, that would make three conversion prospects that are scouting at center, and two that are more pure centers. Though Powers-Johnson did also play guard at Oregon. Their last conversion project didn't work out in Kendrick Green, but the offensive line was not in a stable state at the time. Adrian Clem left the team mid-season in 2021 when Green was a rookie, and there weren't a lot of veterans on the roster to help him along early in his career. Now the Steelers have offensive line coach Pat Meyer entering his third season with the team, and the center would be flanked by two solid veterans in Seumalo and Daniels. It could work out a little better this time around. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.